A new survey from APM Research Lab shows our attitudes across the country toward immigrants fall along predictable party lines. But when it comes to how we perceive immigrants in our local communities, that perception shifts.
It's a Monday night at the Norelius Library in Denison, a week before the Iowa caucuses, which Alma Puga calls the Disneyland of politics. The young Latina activist is hosting a mock caucus.
We're going to caucus for food instead of, you know, candidates.
Okay, so I got ceviche.
In separate corners of the room, there's pepperoni pizza, another pizza smothered in taco ingredients, carne asada tacos, and egg rolls. A multicultural spread reflecting a diverse town here in rural Iowa. Of around 9,000 residents, at least 3,000 are immigrants. And it's probably more than that. It's a shift that began a few decades ago.
When you grow up in a predominantly white community, Caucasian, that's what you're used to, with very few minorities. And when you have an influx, it changes everything.
Growing up in the 80s, Troy Gelson remembers only about a dozen minority families in town. Now, over half the students in Denison schools are learning English as a second language, according to Iowa Public Radio. Gelson says it was hard in the beginning.
It's gotten a lot easier, but it should. It's been 3 decades at least.
The national survey from APM Research Lab suggests this sense of acceptance may have to do with proximity.
If you have more immigrants in the county in which you live, you're much more likely to feel positively about welcoming immigrants sort of on a national policy level.
Craig Helmstetter directed the survey, which asked Americans how they feel about the number of immigrants in this country. 41% said they feel the U.S. has the right amount. 26% felt it should allow more. And close behind, 25% said the country allows too many. The survey also asked why people feel the way they do. And some of those who felt there were too many immigrants in their communities still had positive things to say about them, that they work hard and contribute to the local economy. In Denison, Troy Gelson and his brother Brett say the immigrants in town have helped them keep their family's clothing store open. Brett Gelson tells me he just booked 7 tuxedos for a quinceañera.
I don't want this to sound insensitive, but I mean, I've got to survive and provide for my family, too. And if they're willing to come in and support my business, that's great.
Years ago, Troy Gelson remembers asking newcomers, why Denison, Iowa?
My neighbors told me once it was a good place to raise a family. What can you say against that? I mean, that's, who doesn't want that?
Across the street at the Robin's Nest coffee shop, owner Brian Bryant says legal immigrants are appreciated, but
sometimes it's really sad to see immigrants come here because they want a better life, but they want us to change into the country they came from. A lot of the newer ones, they come in and they expect things without participating.
For Bryant, participating means maintaining small-town rural Iowa values. For Alma Puga, the Latina activist, it's the same. She's growing roots here. But it's also about celebrating differences.
When I came here, it was like, wow. Like, there was so much diversity, and it was like, I feel like I belong.
High school senior Chris Espino shares that sense of belonging, even though he's experienced discrimination. He was born in the U.S., but his parents came here from Mexico.
It hurts a little bit. I mean, you sit there and you're thinking, you're like, well, what am I doing wrong?
But he feels that the people in his community, which he defines as all of Denison, who have fear or resentment towards immigrants, that they've been, as he puts it, neglected. And he wants to work to find better ways to reach them. In Denison, Iowa, I'm Andrea Tudhope, and this is America Amplified.
This is the first feature for America Amplified, a new election initiative that includes Side Effects Public Media and other collaborations across the U.S.